It's called the Great Commission, our Lord's command to take the gospel to the entire world and to make disciples in all the nations.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
God has called every believer to this incredible task, to take the good news to every person on the globe so that they too can spread the gospel to others. This process of spiritual multiplication is part of God's great plan for mankind. Welcome to Impact Radio, where we interview missionaries from all over the world. We hope that you'll be inspired by their stories to dedicate your own gifts to reach the lost for Christ.
When someone hears a radio program in their own language, it's like hearing someone important call your name in a crowded room. They listen, and when they listen, the Lord can open their hearts and change lives and convert entire people.
Jesus said,
"I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest."
Thank you, friends, for joining us on Impact Radio, a presentation of Galcom International. I'm Ron Harris. It is Galcom's goal to help fulfill the Great Commission by multiplying a missionary's impact through solar-powered portable radios. And now, here is the host for Impact Radio, Tim Whitehead.
Well, friends, thank you again for joining us here on Impact Radio. And as we've been doing over the last couple of weeks, we've been focusing on our short-term mission trip opportunities. And so joining me once again, Executive Director of Galcom International USA, Tom Blackstone. And Tom, you've just been to Mexico, and you've got another special guest with you on the program today.
Yeah, Tim, this will be our fifth time to be in the Oaxaca Puebla area of Mexico, the indigenous region, where people, hundreds of thousands of people still speak indigenous languages, more than 120 that needed their own New Testament, who don't speak readable Spanish. So it was an exciting time, a lot of shaking going on. We had earthquakes during the time we were there, and there was also things happening in the spirit realm to change people's whole orientation towards God and to faith and to eternal life. So we just had a great trip.
Yeah, that's true. I remember some frantic texts back and forth between myself and your wife, Stacy, who said, "Have you heard from Tom? Have you heard from Tom? What's going on?" Just quick, before we get into the spiritual realm, just how did everything go there with the earthquake?
On September 7th, before we left, there was an 8.1 or 8.2 just off the coast near the Guatemala-Mexico border that flattened some towns in Oaxaca State down near the coastline. And so we thought perhaps we would do earthquake relief work, but logistically it was not possible. So our team went back to the original plan to distribute audio Bibles among the Aztecs, particularly the ones that speak the Sierra Negra Nahua dialect of Aztec. So that was the plan. We didn't expect a 7.1 aftershock to happen, which the epicenter was about 90 miles from us. Thankfully, we were up in the mountains on rock, and when a seismic shock goes through rock, there's little displacement. It's sort of more like a tuning fork. We felt the ground move under our feet. We heard the tin roofs rattling, but not much more than that. We didn't realize that Mexico City, which was about 110 miles on the other side of the epicenter from us, really had a disastrous situation because it was built on a lake bed, so the loamy soil tends to amplify the seismic shock, and they lost 38 buildings and about 320 people.
Yeah. So our prayers are with our friends and neighbors there in Mexico. We're really relieved and glad that your ministry is able to continue. And you have a guest with you today who is on her first trip there with a Galcom team. Why don't you introduce us to her?
Yes. The next voice you hear will be that of Ashley Smith. Some Impact Radio listeners may remember Hepzibah Alonso, who worked in our office and helped coordinate our short-term teams and just really enjoyed travel. Hepzibah has moved on, has gotten married, and enjoying married life. She's created a position for Ashley here. She joined our team August 1st, and in her interview, she said her lifelong dream was to go on a short-term mission trip, and it had never happened yet. So we had to sort of discourage her and say, "Ashley, we're sorry, but if we hire you, you'll have to go on a short-term mission trip, all expenses paid in your first year that you're with us." And she was very happy to hear that news, and so it all worked out. Everything came together for her to accompany us on this trip.
Ashley, welcome to Galcom. Welcome to Impact Radio. And just as Tom said, that it's interesting, our key verse, Psalm 37:5, commit your way to the Lord, trust also, and he'll bring it to pass. But just after that is delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So there you go. Tell us about your experiences there in Mexico.
Yeah, it was life-changing on so many levels, more than what I had expected. I knew that I would go and be changed, but I didn't know how much the people would impact me even coming back here. I think one of the stories that impacted me the most was a woman who walked 4 hours in total. It was 2 hours there, 2 hours back, and it was through trenching mountains to come and get an audio Bible. And she was the only Christian in her village. And that really put things into perspective because, you know, here we can get a Bible in any store. We can talk about God. You know, we have a lot more freedom. And to see just the tears that came from the fact that Americans came to give her an audio Bible and her desperation of wanting that Bible. And you saw that in everyone we went to, that we gave them an audio Bible. They were just brought to tears, and they were so thankful, and it was the best gift that we could have given them. And that was just, I mean, it was still brings me tears and thankfulness to think that I was a part of that, but just also just showed in perspective how valuable the gospel truly is. I think that here we sometimes take it for granted, and there it's like it's not as accessible, and so it's this golden thing, which it is a golden thing. And it was amazing to see, and it was the people there were so thankful that Americans came all that way to bring them a Bible. And it was, yeah, it was an incredible opportunity, and it was hard to leave, actually, because just the different cultures, and they have the value of people, and they just have such a hunger for the Lord there.
Wow. You said 4 hour walk one way to get her audio Bible.
Yeah, it was round trip 4 hours.
Round trip
2 hours there and 2 hours back.
Wow. The passion for God, I think we have lost that here in North America, that passion for God's word, that relationship with God. Does she have anybody in her village that's a believer besides her?
Her husband is. It's her and her husband. And so we said a prayer over her when we gave her the audio Bible that God would use them and the Bible in wonderful ways to impact their village,
wow.
That they would become the missionaries for their village.
Now, Tom or Ashley, you guys have been posting some great pictures on Instagram and Facebook of the trip and of the workers there. And one particular picture, just as you're talking about this lone couple in their village, the lone believers, you had a picture of some indigenous leaders and some pastors there. Are they going to be able to do some follow-up?
Yes. The way this works, and this is why we're so happy with this chain of partnerships that God has really ordained for us, the way this works is the audio Bibles that your team in there at Galcom Canada sent to us and that we took down to Oaxaca State to the recording studio. The recording studio works with local pastors. They're the ones that decide who gets an audio Bible, where it's going to do the most good, because they're going to be able to go back and say, have you been listening? What have you been learning? Do you have any questions? So they knew. Some of the distribution that we did was going up actually into people's homes, going hut to hut, and receiving their hospitality and being touched by their simple faith and appreciation, and us being able to give them the audio scriptures. Others, they came to churches. There's preaching points have been established up in the hills, small churches built, some of them just wood poles with a tin roof on top. Others are concrete structures now. So we did both types, and there are lay leaders that go, that preach at these preaching points, and they know the people. They're in their homes. So this seed is going to be watered, and the harvest is going to come.
Excellent, excellent. We're going to talk more about the harvest. We're going to talk more about that experience. But first, our founder, Alan McGorrell, and his wife, Fleur, are going to come in. They're going to share what God has been doing in their lives through the ministry of Galcom and through God's Word. So Ashley, Tom, don't go away. We're going to be right back, but more from the ministry trip to Mexico.
This is Ron Harris with Galcom International. At Galcom, our goal is to help fulfill the Great Commission by multiplying missionary impact through audio technology. Since 1989, Galcom International has distributed over 1 million solar-powered radios in 140 countries worldwide. You can help our global mission. Find out more at galcom.org. That's GALCOM.org.
Well, Tim, out of all the FM radio stations that we've installed in many parts of the world, one that sticks out in my mind and was most challenging was in the town of La Mirita, Venezuela. Here we had to feed the signal down by satellite because back in 1998, there was no internet into that part of the country. Pastor Zabio had the license with permission to broadcast this way from a mother station. The large satellite dish and related hardware had to be sent on ahead to the mission office in New Tribes Mission, since they were conveniently located across from the Caracas airport. The plan was to fly into Caracas, pick up the satellite equipment, related parts, and head to the interior country of La Mirita.
To do this installation, we had arranged for a team of 7 people from Redeemer Bible Church in Niagara Falls, Ontario. Alan and the team arrived into Caracas late in the evening. New Tribes Mission not only accepted the responsibility of receiving the satellite and equipment, but also accommodated the whole team to spend the night in their huge lounge area, ready to fly out early the next morning. However, when they inquired about the satellite, their personnel didn't seem to know anything about it. And since they had to fly out early the next morning, there was no time to track the shipment to find out what had happened. They just had to leave it in the Lord's hands and take the 2-hour flight and 1-hour bus ride into a mission compound in La Mirita and prepare for the installation.
As I think of this event, I'm reminded of the verse in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. We had made careful plans, but obviously they had gone astray. Now we had to rely on the Lord to direct our steps, and God was waiting in the wings just to do that. The team had to erect 2 50-foot steel towers, one on the main roadway where the new studio building was located, and the other behind the studio, down a steep valley, across a swampy area, and then up on top of a hill. However, both towers had been dropped off on the top of this hill. How would we ever get the second tower down the hill, across the swamp, and up to the valley near the new radio station? We prayed, "Lord, we need your help."
After prayer, they noticed that a group of men had been attracted by these Canadians visiting their backyard, and they came to investigate. Now we read in God's Word that before we pray, God is already answering. As the team prepared to spread out along the length of the tower to carry it down the hill, they braced themselves to lift it and found it to be much heavier than they had anticipated. The spectators figured out what was happening, and although they didn't understand English, they all decided to pitch in. They spread themselves out, and with so much extra manpower, they were able to maneuver the tower relatively easily. They partly carried and partly rolled the tower down the hill to the swamp. They again spread themselves out on both sides of the tower and started through the swamp, caterpillar style. However, because of the weight of the tower, they started sinking into the soft muck. They found that by using a number of long boards for the men to stand on, they could keep them from sinking. A few of the men kept moving the backboards up to the front of the line, so they were able to snake their way through the swamp. The locals were tired, but elated when they were able to finally deposit the 50-foot tower in the proper location. I wonder if they realize that God used them to answer that prayer.
Now, of course, the tower needed to be lifted up in place. We prayed again, and just as we finished, along came a man with a 4-wheel drive Jeep. He, too, was curious about what was going on and stopped to help. By throwing a rope over the roof of the studio building and securing one end to the Jeep and the other end to the tower, we gradually raised into the hole and had prepared for us and had guided the poles and rakes and put it into place. We quickly bolted it to the building and poured cement into the holes to secure it, rejoicing in how the Lord had answered another prayer. Thank you, Lord.
Time today does not permit us to tell you what the rest of the story is, but we would like to finish that next week. Needless to say, God answers prayer in so many diverse ways. Over the years, we have seen the Lord intervene time after time again. We are no longer surprised that He answers prayer. We are just surprised at the interesting ways in which He chooses to do it.
Yes, Florrie, We know that many of you listening today have experienced answers to prayer in your lives. God is always willing to hear us, and we just need to be willing to take everything to Him in prayer. Now, until next week, may you continue to commit all your needs to the one who is able to answer exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. God bless each one of you.
This is Ron Harris. Galcom International exists to give tools and help to Christian missionaries around the world. Some of the tools we provide are fixed-tune, solar-powered radios with audio Bibles. Galcom builds thousands of these radios every year and distributes them to unreached souls in the most remote places on earth. Learn how you can support this mission when you visit galcom.org. That's GALCOM.org.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Florey, again for sharing from God's Word. With Tom Blackstone, Executive Director of Galcom International USA, and Ashley Smith, who also works at the office, they've just returned from a ministry trip to Mexico to the Oaxaca region, handing out solar-powered audio Bibles. And at the top of the show, Tom, you mentioned this was a lifelong dream of Ashley's to go on a missions trip. Ashley, why? Why did you have this in the back of your mind or in your heart that you wanted to do this?
Yeah, God placed in me a global heart since I was a child. I've just always had a heart for wanting to reach the unreached. And I had been praying since I was a child to go on a mission trip, and there just hadn't been opportunity to go. And I had been praying also, too. I wanted to work for a non-for-profit. My heart had always been to, I want to further God's kingdom. I want to be doing God's work. And this job sort of found me. And in the interview process, when they told me that it was distributing audio Bibles, I about cried, because that's everything I'd ever wanted to do. And what could be better than bringing the gospel to people? So it was incredible to have the opportunity to go to Oaxaca for the first time on a short-term mission trip and to bring the gospel, which what could be more valuable than bringing the gospel to people. So it was a very just life-changing, incredible trip.
Excellent. And now, Tom, you've been there now a few times. You've been working with the Lokers, Wycliffe Bible Translators. What are you starting to see now? Have you returned back to some of the areas you've been to before?
Normally we don't get to go a second time. The way they have a distribution plan. It's organized, it's set up in advance. Only one time have we been able to go to a second, make a second visit to a place where we'd already been. And this was the most wonderful story. Our first trip in 2013, when Hephzibah was just an intern with us, her assignment was to put together a short-term team. We went there. We met a pastor in a village called Yalalag Hidalgo, speaking a dialect of Zapotec. And this pastor took us to a room above his church and said, I have a dream to have a radio station in this room. And Woody Scott, Dan Seabright, Hephzibah, and I became pregnant with his vision. We came back. We didn't tell anyone. We prayed. When Hephzibah returned to work with us as a team member, a staff member, we put out a newsletter. We're going back to Oaxaca. Engineer Ron Marland, who's worked with Galcom Canada in the past, read this and said, I want to go and put a radio station in for Pastor Murillo. So the Lord connected those dots, worked all that out. We had a wonderful time in Yalalag Hidalgo Village. But that's the only time we've been able to go ourselves and follow up to a second visit when we've been to one area.
Which makes your comment just before we took the break there all the more important, that partnership with the local pastors and the leaders there doing the follow-up. What are the names of some of those leaders we can be praying for? So friends, grab a pencil. We really believe in the power of prayer here at Galcom. We start our day every day with prayer with our staff or volunteers. So who should we be praying for there in the Oaxaca region that are following up on this latest distribution of solar audio Bibles?
Yeah, I'm glad you're giving us this opportunity, because it's an amazing chain that started in the heart of God and has worked through our founders, Alan McGuirl, Harold Kent, and Ken Kroll. Through the current generation, on your watch, on my watch, on Charles Sabini's watch with Mega Voice, through Bible translators, through recording studios, through national workers, it is just what really wonderful and amazing. And there's a translator there named Arnulfo. You may get to meet him next month when he visits Canada. We're praying that that works out. This amazing man has not only translated two New Testaments and worked on a third, but he likes to go in the field and actually see the fruit and the result of his translation. So let's be praying for he and his wife, Elena. They're taking a much overdue furlough for a year of renewing support relationships and having a change of pace. They'll be coming to the United States, to Texas, and then on to Canada, Minnesota and Canada. So let's pray for Arnulfo, the translator of the dialect where we were working among the Nahua of the Sierra Negra. Let's pray for his translation helper, Fili Hernandez. Fili is short for Filiberto, and he lives in the area where we were working. In fact, our team last year stayed in his home. So let's pray for he and his family. He has 8 kids, and I'm sure they would appreciate all the prayer they can get. The devil is not liking what they're doing. And then the pastor that we stayed with at the Mount Sinai Church in the village where we were working, his name is Pastor Noe, which is Noah translated over. And he and his 5 daughters, which is close to my heart because I have 3 daughters, he and his 5 daughters, his wife, are doing a wonderful work. They're discipling, they're raising up leaders, they're establishing preaching points outside. He has a care and a concern for the mountain villagers. He himself is not a native Nahua speaker, but he has learned the language himself. So he's really a key person, and we'd like to support him any way that we can. So please be praying for those people and the lay leaders that they're discipling and raising up.
Excellent. We've got about a minute left. Ashley, I know you guys have plans for more trips. What's coming down the pipe there from Galcom USA?
Our next trip is a groundbreaking trip in Guatemala. We want to, I guess Tom can kind of elaborate on the Guatemala trip, but we're going to be doing new groundbreaking stuff of, I believe, putting in a radio station and also distributing more audio Bibles to the indigenous people there. And that's coming up December. You guys can be praying for that upcoming trip.
All right. And very quickly, what would you say to someone who's listening right now saying, I can't do a trip, that's not for me, I shouldn't go?
I would say you can do it. Ashley survived. Her name now in Spanish is Escalera Dama, which means the escalator lady. She was almost attacked and destroyed by a runaway escalator at the airport in Mexico City, and so she survived that, and she survived the earthquake, so anyone can come, and God will protect you.
Amen. Ashley, Tom, thank you so much for joining us again here on Impact Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Well, friends, we've come to the end of another Impact Radio broadcast, a presentation of Galcom International. Thank you for joining us today. If God is speaking to you right now about missions, we'd like to invite you to attend one of our upcoming Galcom International missions trips next year. Our 2017 teams are full, but we have plans for trips to Mexico, Haiti, and Guatemala in 2018. Galcom will provide all the travel information you need, as well as tools to help you raise the funds for your trip. To learn more about our upcoming mission trips, visit our website at galcom.org. That's galcom.org. And click on the Get Involved tab. Or if you can't go with us, please contact us to receive our free Galcom prayer calendar. Nothing we do can be accomplished without prayer. So please become a prayer partner of Galcom today. You can go to our website at galcom.org and click on the Get Involved tab and order your free prayer calendar. And we always welcome your financial contributions as we strive to fulfill the Great Commission around the world. A gift of any amount today would be a blessing to us.
Sorry, Ron, for interrupting, but I just wanted to clarify with everyone. Of course, Ron was just saying that all of our 2017 trips are full, yet Tom and Ashley were just mentioning an extra trip there in December to go down to Guatemala. And so this is kind of an extra trip we've added on. Our partners down there in Guatemala have asked for the help. Fausto and Miriam Cibiera, who we've worked with for decades here at Galcom, we want to get this extra trip in, one more trip to help them out. So if you've never gone on a missions trip and there's been this tug on your heart to do it, now's the time to answer the call. As Tom was just saying, we were a little bit frantic up here about the earthquake. God will keep you safe. We know that. We've been in some very difficult areas before. God has always watched over our teams. When you're in the center of God's will, that is the safest place to be. So friends, if you want to go on a trip and experience this for yourself, now's the time. Ron, if someone does want to go, how do they get in touch with us?
Here's how you can reach us. Galcom International, Post Office Box 270956, Tampa, Florida, 33688. Again, that's Post Office Box 270 956, Tampa, Florida, 33688. Or our telephone number is 813-933-8111. That's 813-933-8111. If you're in Canada, our address is Galcom International, 115 Nebo Road, Hamilton, Ontario, LAW2E1. Again from Canada, 115 Nebo Road, Hamilton, Ontario, LAW2E1. And our Canadian phone number is 877-2-GALCOM. That's 877-242-5266. I'm Ron Harris. Thanks for being with us today. Join us again next time here on Impact Radio. Impact Radio is a ministry outreach of Galcom International at galcom.org.